Okay, we'll say. Hope everyone have a nice, had a nice chag. What I'd like to do today is make some progress in the Gemara itself. We started a sugya here. We mentioned Daf Hey, but it really starts in Daf Dalet Amid Beis. So let's take a look on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. And you'll see the first of the wide lines on the bottom of the daf. And just to mention a few background points, the sugi here at the beginning of Zvachim is trying to derive the conclusion that in the cases of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, the Karban is not Ola L'Shem Chova. And the Gemara actually quotes a pasuk to prove this in the parasha of Shlomim. It says, "V'im zevach Shlomim karbano," which means the Gemara says l'shem Shlomim. It's got to be zevach Shlomim l'shem Shlomim. And the entire sugi here revolves around the question as to whether or not Shlomim can become a binyan av from which we could derive other zvachim, other karbanos. So for example, here you'll see at the beginning of the wide lines, it says, Ashkechan Shlomim. I can definitely derive the conclusion that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are poslim, in the case of Shlomim, but Shar Kol Kodshim Minolan. How can we extrapolate to other Kodshim? V'chitema Nelif Mishlomim. And if you tell me that Shlomim serves as the Binyan Av, then on that I have a Pircha. Mal Shlomim Shekein, the Torah was more machmir in Shlomim, to unim smicha unesachim utnufas chazev v'shok. There are various aspects of a carbon Shlomim that make Shlomim into a carbon that's very unique and has its own dimensions. Every time you bring a carbon Shlomim, it has to be accompanied by what's called a minchas nesachim that has to be brought on the mizbeach. It's made of an isaron, solas, blula, brevia sahin, shemen, revia sahin, yayin. Fine, so there's a whole procedure here called minchas nesachim. That's number one. Number two, the Torah in the parasha of Shlomim requires that the Baal HaKarban before the Shechita has to be Somech Shtei Yadav. He has to lean on the Karban B'chol Kolcho, that's called Smicha. And number three, a third dimension of Karban Shlomim is that Shlomim have a requirement of Tnufas Chaze V'Shok. That means that they put the Chaze V'Shok, different parts of the innards of the animal, which are located on the right side of the karban, and then they do a maisa tnufa where the bailim hold on to the chaz of a shok, and underneath the hands of the bailim, the kohen lifts up the hands of the bailim, and all this indicates that the Torah was more machmir in the case of shlomim. So the Gemara answers that we have an overall hekesh in a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra that equates all zvachim together. And that's a pasuk of Ayel HaMakra, Zos HaTorah, Li'ola, La'mincha, L'chatos, Li'osham, L'biluim, U'lezevach HaShlomim. So the Gemara says, Ikishan HaKasuv, the Torah has now equated all karbanos together to Shlomim. At the end of the pasuk it says, Ulezevach HaShlomim. Ma Shlomim, Bein Shinu Kodesh, Bein Shinu Bailim Be'inon. Meaning, that the kavana has to be in the case of a karban Shlomim, both with regard to the Shem Kodesh, meaning for the sake of Shlomim, or for the sake of the Bailim, Lishma. And if there was a Shinui, then it's not Ola Lebailim L'Shem Chova Af Kol. In other words, all Karbanos, Bein Shinu Kodesh, Bein Shinu Bailim, Be'inon Lishma. So the Gemara basically now establishes the following, that Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kodesh is written where in the Torah, in what context? Shlomim. But on top of that limud in Shlomim, we have what's called a Hekesh. And the Torah was Makish, all Karbanos to Shlomim. Now, the Gemara asks the following question. Ema, perhaps you could say, Hecha de Shachet Lehu Shalol Lishmali Paslu. maybe the Torah is singling out the first of the four avodos, namely the shechita. The shechita has to be done lishma. But how do we know that all the avodos require lishma? In the case of shlamim, we said that all four avodos have to be lishma, and there's a psula machsheva shelo lishma in any of the four avodos. Shall we apply, by virtue of this hekesh, the same halacha to all zvachim, which would mean that all the four avodos have to be done lishma, and we could single out any specific one of the four avodos, and if it was done shelo lishma, we should pasul the karbon? And if you take a look at the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, it says, "Kol haZvachim sheNizbechu shelo lishma." So the impression you get is that this is a separate halach in Shechita, sheNizbechu, which means Shechita. So now the Torah had to tell me that there's a requirement of lishma in all karbanos, so this we derive from the Hekesh. Then if the Shechita was done shelo lishma, that would presumably passel the carbon. Again, when I say passel the carbon, you know what I mean. I'm not going to repeat myself a thousand times. It means it's eina ola labailim l'shem chova. And yet, the Mishnah says that even if it's not ola labailim l'shem chova, nevertheless, the carbon itself is kosher. So we have now a very strange paradox. That on the one hand, in the case of shelo lishma, the carbon is possible, which means it's not ol l'bayil m'shem chova, and yet on the other hand we say the carbon is kosher. You may recall that on this sugya daf hey, which we'll get to in just a minute, Reish Lakish for one doesn't understand how you reconcile that paradox. How could it be that on the one hand, you know, it's not ol l'shem bayil m'shem chova, and therefore the carbon doesn't do him any good, he hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv, and yet the carbon is kosher? We'll get to that soon. Now, the Gemara answers, Amar Kra, Motzos Fasecha Tishmar V'asisa Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nidava. So the Pasuk opens up with Neder and closes with Nidava. We know that there's a very fundamental difference between the two. In the case of a neder, he says Arei Alai. In the case of a nidava, he says Arei Zu. How can the Torah in one pasuk begin with a neder and then continue with a nidava? So the Gemara answers, Hi, nidava neder hu. How could you call it both neder and nidava at the same time? Ella, im kemosha nadarta asisa. If the carbon was brought lishma, then yehi neder. Then you fulfilled your obligation. V'yim lav yehei nedova, which means that you're obligated to replace this karbon because you were not yotzi yachiv. And in that sense, it's like the case of a neder. But on the other hand, the karbon that's going to replace the neder is now going to be a nedova. What do I mean, the carbon that's going to replace the neder? The carbon that's going to replace the neder is obviously a carbon chova. And that means that whenever a person takes upon himself a real lie, which is a neder, he's mekabel achrayus, that he'll eventually bring the carbon. If the carbon is not ol l'shem chova, he has to replace it. But what does the Torah mean when it says that it's a dava? If he's replacing a chova, it would be very paradoxical, to say the least, to call that a nedava. So what does this word nedava mean in this context? And the answer is, we're not referring to the replacement carbon, but rather to the original carbon. The first carbon that he brings, which was shechted shelo lishma, is now going to be brought on the Mizbeach. All the remaining four avodos of the three avodos are going to be implemented on the Mizbeach. But it's not going to be a carbon chova. It's not going to be fulfillment of his neder. We call it what? A nedava. The Torah says nedava. So here's a paradoxical question where how can you be chayav both a neder and a nedava at the same time? And the answer is you chayav both. And you have to bring two karbanos. The first karbon, had it been done the way it should have been done with lishma, that would have been it. That would have been ola l'shem chova. But since it was done shelo lishma, therefore that karbon, the first karbon, becomes a nedava. It's not ola l'shem chova. The second karbon that will replace the first one to fulfill the schiv, that becomes a karbon chova. And the Gemara says, Ve'itzrich, We need two things. Now keep in mind, we just finished saying that we can equate all karbanos to shlomim by virtue of the pasuk Zos HaTorah. And now we're saying that this pasuk of Motzav Sosefa Tishmar, in a case of neder, the pasuk says it's in a dava, and now we're setting up this halacha of kashas hakarban that's derived from the fact that the Torah calls this karban an adava. Why do I need that? Once I have the hekesh, then I can assume that just like in the case of shlomim, the Torah says that if we shalol lishma, it's not olol l'shem bailim, so too in all karbanos, it's considered a karban kosher, but ain't olol l'shem bailim. V'itzrich, the Gemara says, I need both psukim. Motzos fasecha, I need the pasuk motzos fasecha tishma v'yasisa v'yitzrich v'zos ha-torah, and now I need also the hekesh to derive all korbanos from shlomim. De'ikas of rachmana, if the Torah had only written motzah, meaning motzos fasecha tishma without the hekesh, and here we want to go over to daf hey and aleph, lo yada b'mai. What does it mean, lo yada b'mai? I wouldn't have known with regard to what does the Torah say, Motzah Sefer Tishmar Vasisa Kasher Nadarta. I wouldn't know whether to interpret this as a case of Avodah Lishma. Right, the Torah doesn't say in this pasuk that, you know, we need that the Avodah be Lishma. There's no hint at Lishma here in the pasuk. Is therefore Kasa Rachmana Zos HaTorah to set up this hekesh between all karbonos and shlomim, where in shlomim it says a din of lishma, and therefore in all karbonos it requires lishma. So now, when I know the hekesh, when I have the hekesh in my back pocket, and now I go back to this pasuk, which says Motzav Sefa Tishmar, which means that you have a situation where, on the one hand, you're not Yotze Yochiv because it was done Shalol Lishma, but on the other hand, it's a carbon adava and it's kosher. How do I know that this pasuk is referring to the case of Shalol Lishma? And for that, I need the hekesh, because the whole thrust of the hekesh at this point in the Gemara is to teach me the din of Shalol Lishma. So that allows me to plug into this pasuk of Motzos Sefer Tishma, which is referring to all karbanos, the scenario of Shalol Lishma. And now I know it's Shalol Lishma. Now, if once I know it's Shalol Lishma, then I can derive from Vizos HaTorah that all karbanos, if they were shechted Shalol Lishma, is Eino Olul Abayil Moshem Chova. So the Gemara says, no. Because of Rachman, if I only had Vizos HaTorah, if I didn't have the Pasuk Motzah Sechat Tishmar, Hava Amin, I would have said Li Pasel, that if the Karba was Shechted Shalol Lishma, it should be completely Pasel. Because of Rachman, Motzah Sechat, to teach me that Eino Chinami, it's not Olul Shem Chova as a Neder, and he hasn't fulfilled his Harei Alai, but as far as the Harei Zu is concerned, meaning now the Karban could change its personality, so to speak, and instead of being a carbon a neder, it's going to become a what? A carbon adava. So basically the final maskana of this sugya is that we have two psukim, and if we combine and integrate these two psukim, we have a principle in all karbanos that's not listed to shlomim of shalol lishma kosher v'eino ola lebailim l'shem chova. Now we're on daf hey and aleph, the sugya Reish Lakish that we touched on in the past. The Gemara tells us the Reish Lakish is lying on his back in the Beis Medrash, and he's asking the following question. I don't understand this Mishnah, this din that we've been spending so much time on, that the Mishnah says, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbu Shlo L'Shman K'sherim El Shlo Ol L'Bayim L'Shem Chova. And he asks him, Imanevshach. Im k'sherim heim, if you're telling me that the first karbon, even though it was shalol lishma, is still kosher, is yeratzu, why not go the step further and say that it should be ol l'bailim l'shem chova? They accepted upon themselves a commitment to bring what? To bring a karbon, that was their neder, and they're bringing the karbon because the karbon is still kosher. V'im ein, but if you're going to tell me that there's no ritzui in this karbon, that the machshava shalol lishma undermines the ritzui karbon, is lama bayim. Why are you being makriv this karbon? In other words, is there such an entity as a karbon that's kosher and it generates absolutely no ritzui? Amalo, Rabbi Lozis, Rabbi Lozis says, I have such a precedent. I have a case of a karbon that's kosher, and we're going to be makriv the karbon, and it's completely devoid of what? Of Ritzui Matsinu Beboim Liachar Misa. A man set aside a carbon while he was alive, and then he died before he could bring the carbon. Shem Ksherim V'ein Meratzim. The carbon is still kosher. The fact that he died doesn't invalidate the carbon. And they're going to bring the carbon. Who's going to bring the carbon? The Yarshim. But nevertheless, there's no Ritzui because we have a principle of Eina Mesim is Ein Kaprola Mesim. And now, in order to show, to demonstrate where Rebbe Elazar is coming from, in other words, how does Rebbe Elazar know that this din applies? Maybe I would argue, to the contrary, that once the Bialim died, the Karban is devoid of any Ritzui, because there's no Ritzui for the dead, and therefore the Karban should be possible. This nan, because we have a Mishnah, again, this Mishnah is not here in Zvachim, the Mishnah says, with regard to Yoledes, a Yoledes after her birth has to bring two karbanos. She has to be an Ola and a Chatos, and this is after the fulfillment of Yimei Tara. Is the Mishnah says, Ha'isha She'viya Chatosa, if she brought one of those two karbanos, okay, in the first case, in the Mishnah, she brought the karban chatos, that's good news, because we'll soon see that the chatos cannot be brought after her death, is then, mesa yaviu yarshim olasa. The yarshim could bring the other karban that she didn't bring, she only brought the chatos during her lifetime, they will bring posthumously a karban ola. However, olasa Umesa, if she brought the carbon ola during her lifetime, lo yaviu yarshim chatosa, they cannot bring a carbon chatos after her death. In other words, a carbon chatos can only be brought during someone's lifetime. If they die, that's it. The carbon completely invalid, holchim lemisa, and that's it. So what do we see from this Mishnah? Says Rabbi Eliezer, you see from this Mishnah that in the case of the Olas Yoledes, where during her lifetime she brought what? She brought the Chatos, will bring the Ola Liachar Misa. So what are you asking in the case of Shelo Lishma? We don't find a carbon that's without Ritzui. Here's a case of a carbon Ola that has no Ritzui to it. In fact, the reason why after she died they cannot bring the carbon chatos in the ratio where they brought the ola, she brought the ola during her lifetime, is because there's no ritzui carbon. And if there's no ritzui carbon after the death of the person, the bialim of the carbon, why are we bringing this carbon? In fact, in the case where she brought the chatos during her lifetime, after her death we'll bring the carbon ola. So you see that there is a carbon ola that even though it has no ritzui, nevertheless, it's kosher. Now, Rashi now wants to know the difference between the two scenarios in the Mishnah. What's the difference between the case where, A, she brought the chatos during her lifetime, but not the ola, and when makriv, the or of the yoshim, will bring the carbon ola after her death, and case B, where she brought the carbon ola during her lifetime, she didn't bring the chatos, and here we say that after she dies, there's no possibility of bringing the chatos. So if you take a look at Rashi, which is about, I'd say, close to 10 lines down from the top of the page, Dibra Maskel lo yaviu yarshim chatosa, Rashi says, da havile chatos shemesu ba'aleha, vehilchasa gemirala delemisa azla, that the carbon is possible. Now when Rashi says hilchasa gemirala, which we call halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, how does Rashi now answer the question? I mean, you're still begging the question. You just finished telling me that if she brings the Ola during her lifetime, we cannot bring the Chatos after she dies. But if she brings the if she brought the Chatos, we can bring the Ola. What's the difference between the two? Does Rashi give us any logical reason to differentiate between the two? I don't see it. Maybe somebody here sees it. But what does Rashi activate here? Hilchus HaGemirulon. What's Hilchus HaGemirulon? Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Notice Rashi's telling us that there's a halacha called Chatos Shemesu Baleha. That if a Chatos was designated during the lifetime of the person, and then the person died, then the carbon is pasul. Why? Don't ask me why. You can give speculations. And you can offer all sorts of answers. But at the end of the day, Rashi says, this is a Hilchasa Gemirale. So, B'li Neder, we want to come back to this Rashi a little bit later on. It's a very, very important Rashi. And I hope everyone has their own copy of the Nefesh Tova. And if you don't, then Don was kind enough to make some photocopies. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so we have it here on the desk. If anyone doesn't have the Sefer itself. What page is it on? Because I have a slightly different pagination.
Samachal.
Okay, so I have it on Samachay. So just hold on to that, Don. And Rabbi Kapustin points out very well, Mikan V'elech, we don't have to bother with photocopies. Okay then? Which means the following, that if anyone didn't buy the Sefer, they have to photocopy on their own. Is that Mekubal Aleichem? Again, I'm not trying to be harsh, but the whole point of this exercise was to alleviate the responsibility of having to photocopy. So
you're talking to the converted.
Okay, so I'm just saying, you know, if anyone's not converted, it's about time they
join.
They join.
For the bigger group, we still have to get some more Sfarim.
Okay.
Rabbi, you were asking though.
Oh, you mean there is farm on order that have the order has yet been filled.
Ben,
okay.
Oh,
all right, fine.
You were asking what's the difference between whether the Olo,
I wasn't asking for a difference. I was asking why, according to Rashi, there's a difference. You know, we can sit here and I can give you 15 answers to this question, but that's not the point of today's discussion. The point of today's discussion is, why does Rashi say there's a difference? And what's the answer? Hilchasa Gemirale. Whenever Rashi uses that term, Hilchasa Gemirale, it means that Rashi's rejecting any speculative, logical explanation for the halacha. He's saying that that was given over from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, and through the generations. And that's a very, very important methodological point here.
In general, is that just like, I don't accept any other reasons, and therefore
it means that if you have any other reasonings, that's fine, you know, we can talk about that, but that's not how the halacha operates. It's Rashi saying the halacha operates with a principle called Hilchasa Gemirale.
Well, he had such a tradition.
Correct, it was Hilchasa Gemirale, and that Hilchasa Gemirale tells me that if the Bailim of a Chatos, and you'll see this applies to many, many cases of Chatos, you know, we're just looking, Rashi says, at the tip of the iceberg, a case of a woman who gave birth, and the Mishnah says if she did not bring her Karma Chatos during her lifetime, we will not bring the Chatos Lachem Misa. But there are many other cases in Karma Chatos in which if the person dies, we cannot bring the Chatos Lachem Misa. And the general rule, says Rashi, that if a person dies in the case of a chatas, we don't bring the chatas liacham misa, is based on a hilchasa gemirale. And again, you know, you can tell me that in Yoledes we may have this, but Rashi's saying forget about Yoledes. This is a principle in chatos hamesa. So B'li Neder, let's just leave it out there, because again, I want to get back to this later. I just want to go kisei there. I'm asking you at this point just to make note of the Rashi. Amalo. So now Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Elazar and he says to him, Modina lecha bi'ola. I can certainly agree to you that in the case of a korban ola, I have reason to accept that if the shkita was shalol shma, you can still be makriv the korban ola liacham bisa. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar was coming to find a precedent of a karbon that has no ritzui, and yet we're bringing the karbon. And he found a Mishnah, which in which case a yoledes dies after she was makriv only one, namely the chatos. What's going to happen with the ola that she did not bring? The yarsha will bring the ola. Ein hamesim miskaprim. There's no ritzui for the mess. Here's a karbon which is going to be brought on the Mizbeach even though it's completely bereft of Ritzui, and that's the Ola. Says Rabbi Reish Lakish, I have no problem with the Karban Ola. The fact that an Ola is Iso Liach HaMisa even without Ritzui, that's okay. But let's take the case of Asham. Asham Lo Asi Liach HaMisa. In other words, you want to bring a proof from a Karban Ola, I'm going to tell you that Ola is the exception to the rule, and there you could bring the Karban Leachar Misa. But if I want to take, for example, that's Ola I meant to say. Did I say Ola?
Yeah.
But if I take, for example, an Asham, and we'll see about other Karbanas as we go along, there the general rule is that we cannot bring the Karban Leachar Misa. And therefore, why would I assume that shelo lishma, in a case of a carbon ola, he shechted the ola l'shem shlamim, for example, is the carbon is kosher, and yet he's chayv to replace it with another ola, which means that the ola that he originally brought, the first ola, is not ola l'shem bailim, there's no ritzui. Where do you find a precedent for ola that can be brought without ritzui, minolan? Rabbi Lozner answers, Hare machloktecha. You want to bring a case of an asham, and you want to say, therefore, I'm going to prove that in the case of asham, if shalol lishma should pasul the karban. So he says, machloktecha betzido, meaning in the Mishnah itself there's an answer. Why? Because let's go back to our Mishnah. Who remembers the law of shalol lishma in the case of karban asham? Anybody remember that?
Should be the same as a chatas.
Oh, so that's a machlokas. But Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says that the same din that applies to chatas applies to asham as well. And therefore, if even in the case of asham, the shechit of shelo lishma passes the karban, then I'm not compelled to find a source for the fact that you can have a karban without. In the case of an asham, a karban without ritzui, because there is no such thing. Yeah. If the karban was shechted in the case of an ola shelo lishma, Rabbi Eliezer clearly says in our Mishnah that the karban is pasul. So adarabah, this would seem to indicate that you could have a karban without what? Without ritzui, but the karban is pasul. If the karban is pasul, because shelo lishma, we're talking about cases where shelo lishma, the karban is kosher. And we're going to insist that even in the absence of ritzui, the karban still is brought on the mizbeach. You're telling me, ola minolan, the answer is that in ola, shelo lishma passes the karban. So clearly in that case, there's no discussion about a karban that's not ola labailim, and yet it has, it's been brought on the mizbeach, because, even though, despite the fact that it's bereft of what? Of ritzui, ola is irrelevant. So Reish Lakish gets very upset. He says, "Zeu sha'omer olav adam gadolhu ka'im na'ano mishnah shlema." I'm looking at the mishnah itself, what we call a stam mishnah. That's called a mishnah shlema, which is a reflection of the shitas chachamim. V'at amrit li Rabbi Eliezer. Well, let's go back to the Shita of the Chachamim. The Shita of the Chachamim is that Shalol Lishma, in the case of a Karban Asham, does not pasul the Karban. So how do we know that the Karban could be Nikra Val Gabi Mizbeach, even though it's not Ola Bayon L'Shem Chova? Meaning, according to Chachamim, if the Karban Asham was brought Shalol Lishma, we're going to finish the avoda. Let's say the shechita was shelo lishma. We'll do all the avodos, despite the fact that there's no ritzui and it's eino ola l'bayil m'shem chova. So you're quoting Rabbi Eliezer. Very nice. But what about the chachamim? So again, Reish Lakish now says, minolan, where do we find a precedent to a karban that has no power of ritzui? It's not ola l'shem bailim, and yet we're going to be makir of such a karban. Elom Reish Lakish, eftach ano pischol nafshoi. I can open up a crack, so to speak, through which, a window through which, we may be able to answer my own question. It's like, hu mosiv la, v'hu mefarik la, he's going to answer his own question. Where do we find a source for this strange halacha that you can bring a karban when it's completely bereft of any ritzui? And the answer is Motza Sfasecha Tishma Vasisa Kashanadato Shemel Kechanidova. The Torah starts this pasuk with the word neder, kasher nadarta, and then it completes this pasuk with the word nedava. Hai nedava neder, who? You're telling me it's a neder? How can you call it a nedar? How can you call it a nedava? And the answer is Kidaliel, like we said back on Daf. Dalet Amud Beis. That meaning he brought it as a carbon neder. He said a real lie. And if the carbon would have been shechted lishma, then he would have fulfilled his neder. But unfortunately, the carbon was what? was brought shelo lishma, and the Torah is saying in that case, continue with the avodas hakarbon, but not b'toras neder. He's going to have to replace the first carbon with a second carbon to fulfill his neder, but yet we'll bring the first carbon. B'toras what? Nidava. And that's why the Torah added the word nidava here. If that be the case, what we have here is a carbon nidava without any ritzut. Yosef, Rabbi Zerov, Rabbi Yitzchak Barab, Yosef Abaye, V'yasvi v'kahamre, Kashale l'reish lokesh osham, Delo osi liachamisa. He had a question from the case of an osham, that if the shechita was done shelo lishma and there's no ritzui because the Baal HaKorban died, and Reish Lakish was saying, why is that korban kosher? V'nosev le talmuda motzos vasecha. And to answer his question, he brings a pasuk, which is a drush in a pasuk, in motzos vasecha, to teach that the korban is kosher, but it has the status of a nedava, and it's not ol shem chova. He says, Ema haba b'neder u'b'nedava, laisi v'lo lirtze. But osham lo laisi klal. I can understand a carbon that's voluntary. Yes, motzav sasecha tishma. You took it upon yourself as a pledge to bring this carbon. And if that be the case, if it was shechted shelo lishma, we can still bring the carbon even without ritzui. That's in that category of a carbon, which is a voluntary carbon, in which you took a neder or you took a nedava. But in the case of osham is an obligatory carbon. And therefore, if it was shechted shelo lishma, he cannot fulfill his obligation, then in such a case, lo leisei klal, we shouldn't be makir of such a carbon at all. In other words, when we're in the parsha of a voluntary carbon, so we can say, okay, if this carbon, because of shelo lishma, is not ol l'bayim l'shem chova, but at least let's be makir of the carbon as an adova, because the entire hischaivus, the entire commitment to bring this carbon, would started with what? A neder that he took upon himself. But not so in the case of Asham. Reish Lakish is not really answering his own question, because his question was, how do we have a source for the case of a carbon Asham, that you could have a shelo lishma in Asham, and yet the carbon is kosher? If he cannot fulfill his obligation, the whole purpose of this carbon was because of his obligation that the Torah imposed upon him in the case of an Asham. And if that be the case, if he cannot fulfill his obligation, what's the carbon worth? And that answer, to answer that question, you're not going to help me with the case of motzos secha tishma, because motzos secha tishma means what? Nidava. Again, when I say nidava, I don't mean lafuki neder, but I mean to say lafuki a carbon chova. So maybe in the case of a carbon chova, if he cannot fulfill the chova, then the carbon should be pasul. Amalu Abaye answers, Reish Lakish me'hacha pasal. Reish Lakish had a different pasuk entirely. It says v'shachat osa lechatos. Okay, this is the source, by the way, for the din of lishma in a carbon chatos, which again is different than in every other carbon. In every other carbon, shelo lishma, the carbon is still kosher. The exception is chatos, and why is chatos exceptional? Because the Torah says v'shachat osa. Lichatos. What does lichatos mean? L'shem chatos. It has to be brought l'shem chatos. And the Gemara later on, is going to derive from that pasuk that lishma, or I should say shelo lishma, undermines the kashrus of the korban in the case of a chatos. But now take a look at the pasuk. It not only says v'shachat lichatos, which would teach me that you definitely require it, it's absolutely required, it's critical that it be lechatos, but it also says osa. Now, whenever you see the word osa or oso in any pasuk in Chumash, what is it?
A miut.
Correct, it's a miut. So what is this miut telling us? Osa lishma. In the case of osa, fishechted lishma, kshera. Shalo lishma, psula. So if fishechted lishma, fine. Everything's contingent upon the shechita lishma. Shelo lishma is psula. Osa. That's a din misuyam in what?
Chatos.
V'shachat osa l'chatos. Hashar kodshim. With regard to all other karbanos, shelo lishma ksherim. And included in all other karbanos is even what? Asham. So therefore, this extra word osa is coming to teach me that shalol lishma in a korban asham, or for that matter, all the korbanos minus, with the exception of chatos, is the korban is still what? Still kosher. And that's going to be the solution to Reish Lakish's question. How could Reish Lakish ask, how could it be that in the case of a korban asham, which is brought l'shem chova, and it's not all l'shem chova because of shalol lishma, and yet we're going to be makiv the korban is kosher? The answer is because the mir of osa. Because in the case of chatos, the Torah tells shalol lishma passes the korban, but not in any of the other korbanos included in that list of all the korbanos is asham. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Yachal Yiratzu. I might think that maybe the Torah is saying that not only is Chatos unique in the fact that it is possible, and therefore the Baal have to bring another carbon, but maybe the Torah is telling us with the Mir of Osa that in the case of other carbonis, Shalol Lishma, the carbon is not only kosher, like the flip side of chatos and kashrus chatos, but it's even olal abaylam l'shem chova. Talmud lomer motzo secha tishmar v'yasisa, and then the Torah says that it's considered both a neder and a nedava. That's the case of shalol lishma. So it comes out that according to this sugya, the answer to Reish Lakish's question about how do we know the carbon is kosher is based on the word osa. Now we have another question. How do we know that the carbon is kosher, but it's not olal abaylam l'shem chova? There's no ritzui carbon. Maybe we should go a step further and say, if the Torah says the carbon is kosher, maybe there is ritzui. And for that, we have the whole complicated drasha of motzu secha tishmar. That had it been lishma, he would have fulfilled his neder. If it's shalol lishma, then it becomes a nedava. What does it mean it becomes a nedava? The replacement carbon is going to be a carbon chova for his neder. Or in the case of Asham, because he's chayav to bring an Asham. And the carbon itself, the original carbon that was shechted shalol lishma, that's going to be nikrav al gabi mizbeach. And that too has a derivation, not from the word osa in this case, but from the pasuk motzav asecha tishmar. And therefore these two psukim work in tandem. The osa in the parasha of chatos is going to tell me that in all the karbanos, including Asham, shalol lishma does not undermine the kashrus hakarbon. Carbon still remains kosher. And now I need Motzva Secha Tishma to teach me that although it still remains kosher, but it's not Olal Abaylam L'Shem Chova. And that I see because the Torah says we're going to call it now an Adov. So the best you can get out of a Carbon Chova in a case of Shalol Lishma is that it become an Adov. That's all you can hope for. As far as your original Chova is concerned, the Torah says no way, no how. It could be a Adov, but not a Carbon Chova. So that's shalol lishma and other karbanos. In chatos, shalol lishma passes the karban. And now we're saying that the mir of osa tells me that in other karbanos, the karban remains kosher, even though it was what? Shalol lishma. Is it all the same bialim? No. How do we know that? Motzus vasecha tishma. So we have two limudim that work in tandem.
The problem with asham is that even though Rav Lazar holds that Asham is Khatas, but still we know that Khatas is no good because of a special limud, because of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim.
Of Khatas Shemes of Baleh.
Yeah, but we right by that. But we don't know that the same rule would apply to Asham. Oh. Even though we say Asham Khatas, we don't know that.
So how do we know that in the case of Asham, in the case of Mesu Baleh, what's the status of the carbon? Can we bring the carbon? Can we not bring the carbon? We know that in the case of Khatas, Rashi says, Zaloch L'Osh Misinai, that once the Baalim die, you can't bring the Khatas after Misa.
Right.
Rabbi Loza has an equation between Khatas and Asham as far as Shalol Lishma is concerned.
Right.
To the same extent that Shalol Lishma passes the carbon, in the case of Khatas, and that we derive from a pasuk, it says lachatos. So too in Asham, we say that lachatos is an absolute requirement. So the Chachamim came along and they said, no, it says osa lachatos, to the exclusion of Asham and all the others. But Rabbi Loza never accepted that drasha of osa. We have to see exactly what he does with the word osa to exclude Asham. The Gemara asks, V'ema perhaps, Habba b'neder u'b'nedova leisei v'lo lirtzei aval artsuye nami liratzei. Perhaps we could say that in a carbon that's ba b'neder u'b'nedova, and that would not apply in the case of Asham. There's no such thing as a voluntary Asham. There, if it was Nishpacha Shelo Lishma, the carbon still remains kosher, and that's called a Nidava. There's no Ritzui for the Chova, but it's a Nidava. But that's because the carbon is Bab and Edu Nidava. But Asham, perhaps we should suggest that in this case, since the whole purpose of the carbon is to fulfill your chova, then if the Torah is saying osa, the Torah is not telling you that the carbon now turns into an adava. Excuse me. When is it possible to apply the pasuk of motzav sasecha and derive that the carbon is kosher and it becomes an adava? That's a carbon that lends itself to being an adava. But in a case of a carbon like asham, which doesn't lend itself to being an adava, then he can't tell me it's an adava, and therefore if the carbon is going to be kosher, and that we know from the word osa, then the carbon should be olah l'shem bailam l'shem chova. When do we say that it's not olah l'shem bailam l'shem chova? That's in a case where the neder itself was bin adava. You voluntarily took it upon yourself to bring this carbon, and the Torah is now saying, you know what, you didn't fulfill your obligation when you committed yourself to bring this carbon. It's an adava, and it's still kosher. Right, but it's not ol l'bayim l'shem chova. It's only an adava. An adava is not ol l'shem bayim l'shem chova. But maybe in the case of asham, where the entire existence of the karban is based on a chova, it's based on an obligation. That's the nature of an asham. So if the Torah is telling you with the word osa that it's kosher, even if it's shalol l'shma, then maybe we should assume that it's ol l'shem bayim l'shem chova.
Is that true for asham totally also?
I assume so. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Asham demiratze lo matzis amrit. There's no havamina, says Abaye, that a carbon asham that was brought shalo l'shma should be a ritzui. How do I know this? Kal v'chomer mi ola. In the case of ola, that the Torah tells us that the ola is not, if it was brought shalo l'shma, it's not ola l'shem chova, and he has to replace it, is I have a kal v'chomer to asham. Why? Ma ola she'eino mechaperes. What's the case of an ola? An ola's kapara power is very limited. What can it be mechaper for? An assay, only for an essay. And nevertheless, if it was brought shalo l'shma in this very limited power, you know, the limited power of an ola, eino meratz, and the Torah says there's no ritzui, and that's the pasuk of motzav secha tishma nedava. Is asham, which is that much more powerful, it has the kapara power even on a lav, is eno din she'eno meratze. Certainly the Torah would not lower the standards with regard to a carbon asham. On the contrary, if you compare asham and ola, ola and asham, then the standards go up from ola to asham, not down. So the Gemara says, you know what, that's not necessarily so. I'm going to prove to you that a carbon ola is higher on the echelon than a carbon asham, even though an ola is only mechaper for esim. Maliola shekein kolil. We have a new din that applies only exclusively to one category, one carbon, and that's carbon ola, which is called kolil. It's completely burnt on the mizbeach. That's not true in the case of an asham. An asham is going to be eaten l'zichrei kahuna. So maybe when the Torah says in the case of ola that the ola that was shechted shalol l'shma, let's say l'shem shlomim, is not ola bayim l'shem chova, there's no ritzui karmon, that's a special chumra in ola, because ola is a very high standard and high demand. It's a karmon that's kulei kolil, it's holy of holies. But in the case of an asham, where we can eat from the basar, not me, but the kohen, right? You can eat from the basar, I can. So in that case, maybe the Torah will be a little bit more lenient, and the Torah will say that shalol l'shma doesn't passel the karbon, and not only that, it doesn't even undermine the ritzui karbon. So Gemara says shlomim yochichu. Shlomim is not kulei kolil, and yet the Torah says motzis secha tishmar, which means that it's a nedava, but it's not ol l'shem chiyuv. So we see that the din of Eino Ol L'Shem Chiyuv is formulated by the Torah, even in the case of something that's not Kalil. So you can't tell me that the Chumra of Kalil in the case of Ola is going to generate this halach of Eino Einbo Ritzui Karman, because the same halach of Einbo Ritzui Karman, its original context in Shlomim, applies to a Karman that's not Kulo Kalil. So Gemara says, but you know what? I'll find you a Chumra in Shlomim. This Gemara is a very nice Gemara because it gives you like a little bit of an overview of Kachim. He says that what's unique about Shlomim, Malu Shlomim, she came to Unim Nisachim Utnufas Chazav Ashok. You may remember this because the Gemara originally wanted to derive from Shlomim the din of Shalol Lishma. And the Gemara says, no, if the Torah formulated the din of Lishma by Shlom in that requirement, that's because Shlom has its own unique requirements of Minchas Nesachim, of Smicha, of Tenufas Chazav Ashok. And one second, let me just make sure I don't lose the cheshbon here. Yeah. So the Gemara's cheshbon is the following. That you want to tell me that in all Karbanos Shalom Lishma, we should say that it is Eino Ola Labailim L'Shem Chov. And that's what we're going to derive from the Pasuk Motzah Sefer Tishmar in Shlomim. Maybe the Torah is saying Eino Ola Labailim L'Shem Chov as a Chumra in Shlomim because of these unique features in Shlomim. But in the case of Asham, for example, that doesn't have any of these unique features, maybe the halacha would be that it's Ola L'Shem Bailim. And it means that if Shalom L'Shma does not... And again, why is Ola lenient compared to Shlomim? It doesn't have a din of what? Nisachim, and it doesn't have a din of Tnufas Chaze Vishok. Again, notice that the Gemara drops the ball on what? On Smicha. Here the Gemara doesn't mention Smicha because the Gemara knows very well that in the case of a Karban Asham you require Smicha. Okay, Alan, are you with me so far?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'm just trying to get the cheshbon here. So now the Gemara says, Ola Tochiach. I'm going to prove to you from Ola, which is a carbon that doesn't require Nisachim, and doesn't require Tnufas Chazav Ashok, and yet, if the carbon was shechted, Ola L'Shem Shlom, meaning Shalol L'Shma, then there's no Ritzui carbon, it's Eino Ola L'Shem Bailam L'Shem Chova. So let's just get the structure here. If you want to use Shlomim as the source for Eino Ola L'Shem Bailam L'Shem Chova, I'm going to tell you, well, Shlomim is more common because it has Nisachim and Tnufas Chazav Ashok. That can't be the Goreim, because I'm going to pull it off from Ola. And Ola itself, right? Because Ola is not Te'una Nesachim and Tenufa. Then you'll tell me, but I can't derive anything from Ola because the Torah is very machmir in Ola and the din is Kulay Kalil. So then I'm going to quote Shlomim. So in other words, Shlomim is going to prove to me that even if there's no din of no chumra of Kulay Kalil, nevertheless, it's Eino Ola Bailam Hashem Chova. And that we know from the Pasuk Motzah Sechet Tishma. Is therefore the Gemara says Lo Roizek Roizek V'Chazar Adin. So we have now it's Tzad Shava. In other words, each one, whether it's Ola or Shlomim, has its own Chumra. The Chumra of Shlomim is that Nesachim V'Tnufas Chaz V'Shok. The Chumra of Ola is that it's Kulei Kolil. None of those Chumras are generating the din of Eino Ola L'Bayil L'Shem Chova, that there's no Ritzui in the case of Shalom L'Shma. Hatzara Shavashabahan Shehain Kodjim Vishachtan Shalolishman Ksherim Vain Maratin. That if there was a Shkita Shalolishman, the carbon is not Ola Bail Mashem Chovam. Is Afani Osh Ovi Osham. I'm going to also derive from this Tzadashava Osham. It's also included in this halach of Eino Maratza, Eino Ola Bail Mashem Chovam, Shekenu Kodesh. And Shachto Shalom Lishmo is kosher v'eino maratze. So the Gemara now has a very solid yalfusa sauce called the Tzad Shoveh to establish that in the case of a carbon osham, if the carbon was shechted Shalom Lishmo, there's no ritzi carbon. It's not ola bayim l'shem chova. That's true in the cases of shlomim and ola. And if we could derive with the Tzad Shoveh from, so each one of these two malamdim, what I call Ola and Shlomim, have to buoy themselves or bolster themselves by relying on the other one. There's got to be a partnership here, which is called the Tzad Shoveh. And the partnership is going to tell me that it's not the Nesachim and the Chaz V'Shok, nor is it the Kulei Kol that generates this din that's Mafkia the Ritzui Karbon, and it's Ola Levayim, and it's not Ola Levayim L'Shem Chova. And so too, I'll bring in Asham. Now the Gemara says, but you know what? I have a common chumrah that applies to both shlamim and ola that doesn't apply to asham. And that is malatzad asham shebehem shekain yeshna b'tzibur. An asham is only a karban yachid, and it can never be brought by a tzibur. There's no such thing as an asham shel tzibur. And in the cases of shlamim and ola, we have what's called a karban tzibur. Now, where do we have a case of an olas tzibur? That's simple. That's brought twice a day. It's a carbon tamid, it's a carbon ola. And not only that, the musafim that we bring on Yontif, and on Shabbos and Yontif, are also ola. It's in the list over there. And that's certainly a carbon tzibur. There's an entire parak in Masechta Menachos that's dedicated to what we do on Shabbos in the case of an ola, which is brought by the tzibur. That's called a parak called Rabbi Shmuel, and we can do docha Shabbos on behalf of the tzibur, for the carbon tzibur of an ola. But now the Gemara is adding this to shlamim. Where do we find that shlamim is a carbon tzibur? Shlamim is a classical case of a carbon yachid like asham. So the answer is, Rashi says there's something called kivsei atzeres, which we brought yesterday.
Theoretically.
Right? And kivsei atzeres is the only case that we know of a carbon shlamim that's a shalmei tzibur. I know there's a lot of Torah about kivsei atzeres. You know, I'm not prepared for that now. Maybe by 2 o'clock I'll be prepared. But let's take it now at face value that there's a special chumrah that applies within the context of both ola and shlamim. Again, we're not saying that every single carbon ola is a carbon tzibur. We're certainly not saying that every single shlamim is a carbon tzibur. But since you have within the constellation of carbon ola a chiv tzibur, and so too in the case of shlamim, there is something out there in the world of shlamim that could be a carbon tzibur. That's a chumrah that applies to ola and shlamim. Asham could never come as a carbon tzibur. So maybe when this halacha was formulated by the Torah, Motzi Sosecha, that the nether becomes an adama, and it's not ola l'bayil l'shem chov, and there's no ritzui, that was only in the cases of ola and shlamim, where the Torah was very machmir and allowed the upgrade to the level of a carbon tzibur. When I say upgrade, what I mean is, you know, if you were bringing a carbon yachid and you wanted to get an upgrade, you know, unless you paid a lot of money or you racked up a lot of points, you know, they're not going to give you an upgrade. When the tzibur comes, they deserve an upgrade. So they're going to get this upgrade, and that means that they can be brought as a carbon tzibur. The upgrade indicates the chumrah, that the Torah is machmir, that if the carbon was not lishma, then it doesn't reach up to those high standards of a carbon tzibur. And again, what the Gemara is applying now is the logical shema karma, meaning there's a shema ola and there's a shame shlamim. We're not talking about the ola in the specific scenario that we're addressing of shalom lishma. It could very well be that ola is a karban yachid or a shlamim for sure. But the answer is shema ola. The shema ola itself, in abstract terms, includes within it a karban tzibur. And the same thing is true with regard to what? The shame shlamim. But you cannot apply that yardstick to the case of a carbon asham. Even the shem asham does not include within it what? A carbon tzibur. Now the Gemara goes on to Toda and so forth and so on. But before we go on, I want to talk to you a little bit about this concept that the Gemara says that shlamim has a chumrah that doesn't exist in ola. What was the chumrah of shlamim that doesn't exist in ola?
Nisachim.
Right, that there's no nisachim and there's no tnufas chaz of a shok. So if you take a look here in the Gilyon Hashas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, just 1 second, are we ready for this Gilyon Hashas? Oh, yeah. Now, I just want to point out that Rabbi Akiva Eiger has one word in the Gemara that we don't have. Apparently had a slightly different girsa. So if you're counting up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Aleph, so you'll see it says Ola Tochiach. Everybody have that? So the Gemara was quoting Ola Tochiach because Ola doesn't have Nisachim and Tnufas Chazav Shok, and yet it's not Ola. In the case of Shlomo Lishma, it's not Ola Bailim L'Shem Chova. Says Rabbi Kiveger, do you have the Gilyon HaShas of Rabbi Kiveger? Everybody have that? Hello, anybody home?
Yes,
you have it? The Gilyon HaShas. Not the first one, but the second one. Shame Ola Tochiach. Says Rabbi Kiveger, okay. Not everyone has to have a Gemara. But he says the fine. Tamu Ali. Hagam Ola Tzricha Nesachim. The Gemara assumes that there's no Chumra in Ola as far as Nesachim is concerned. That's only a special Chumra in Shlamim. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that's not really true. Why? Because Ola Sa'of Yochiach. So in other words, within the constellation of Ola, we do have Nesachim, not in the case of an Olas Behema, but in the case of Olas Ha'of. Imkein hech parchinan Allah, mala Ola, sheyesh bitzibur. Let's take the Pircha of Ola. The Torah was more machmer in Ola, like in Shlomim, because there's no reason in the case of Shlo Lishma. Why? Because what puts Ola on the high level? Ola is brought as a carbon tzibur, correct?
Yeah.
He says, but Ola Sa'of ain't a bitzibur. In other words, what Rabbi Eger is presenting here, if I understand him correctly, is that we can reconcile this Gemara if we realize that Ola Sa'of is not going to take us over the threshold. You might say that Ola Sa'of has the Chumrah of Nesachim, but it doesn't have the Chumrah of Ba Bitzibur. So therefore, you cannot use Ola Sa'of in the context of this sugya to derive the conclusion of Shalol Lishmaina Ola L'Bayil M'Shem Chov. Why? Because if you're going to focus on Ola Sa'of as far as Nesachim is concerned, then you'll be in trouble with Tzibur. Because Ola Sa'of is only Ba B'Yachid, it's not Ba B'Tzibur. So Rabbi Kiveger is not happy with this. Why? He says that Shema Ola Yochiach, meaning we shouldn't look at the specific carbon and isolate, pinpoint one type of an Ola. As long as we find within the constellation of Ola that it's Baba Nesachim or it's Baba Karban Tzibur, again, we're not going to be able to point to any specific carbon in the case of Ola that has both of these features. That it's absent Nesachim, but it's Baba Karban Tzibur. Right? Because if I want to pinpoint, well, does it have Nesachim or not, I might mention Olas Ha'of. But on the other hand, if I want to mention Karban Tzibur, then I have to mention Olas Behema. But Rabbi Kiveger is not happy with that because there's a concept called Shem Ola Tochiyah. And since the Shem Ola includes both Tzibur, you know, the Gemara never meant to say that every single Karban Ola is B'Tzibur. When the Gemara says, you can't derive other karbanos from Ola because Ola has the separate chumra of what? Of Karban Tzibur. And the Gemara says that Shlomim also shares that. It doesn't mean that we're exhausting every Ola and placing it on the list of Karban Tzibur, but rather Shema Ola Tochiyah. Frekta Rabbi Kiveger, if you're talking about Shema Ola Tochiyah, can you find within the constellation of Ola a Karban Tzibur that makes it into a Chumra, and that's the Pirch on the Tzad HaShomer, then we should not be able to offer the following Pirch on the Kal V'Chomer and say, well, you know what? Shlomim has a Chumra of Nesachim, and Ola doesn't have the Chumra of Nesachim. So Ola is going to be the Ochiach that the din of Ein Ola, Shein Bayil Shein Chov applies even when it's not what? It's not the Nesachim. But that's not true, because the Ola Sof is the Nesachim. So you say, well, I'm not dealing with the Ola Sof, but you're dealing with the Karban Ola. And we have a principle called Shema Ola. So let's read Rabbi Kiveger inside and see if what I told you makes sense in the words of Rabbi Kiveger. Eich parchinan Allah, Mali Ola, Sheyesh Bitzibur, Ha Ola Sa'of, Eina Bitzibur. So you don't have a pircha to say, well, we're more machmer in Ola because it's Bitzibur. Why? Because Ola Sa'of is Eino Ba Bitzibur. So you see that covered Ola doesn't require Tzibur. Ella, what are you going to say? Imi Shem Ola, if you're going to say, well, what about the Shem Ola? That the Shem Ola also includes an Ola that's Ba Bitzibur, albeit not in the case of Ola Sa'of. If that be the case, Hachinami Neima the Shema Ola to Una Nesachim. Then in the case of an Ola, we have the same, you know, the same Chumra of Shlamim of Tuuna Nesachim. You rejected the Mamad Sad from Shlomim, because Shlomim has a Chumrav Nesachim, Ol also has a Chumrav Nesachim. Oh, you'll tell me, but that's not true for every Karban Ola. That doesn't matter. As long as I find one Karban Ola that has Nesachim, then I already say Shema Ola Tochiach. You see that it's not because of the Chumrav of Nesachim. And this is exactly what we're doing, says Rabbi Kivegi, in the case of Bava Tzibur. That we're saying that Ola has a Chumrah, that it's Bava Tzibur. But that's not true in the case of Ola Sa'of. So why don't we derive that conclusion from Ola Sa'of? That Ola Sa'of, it was Shalol Shema, is the carbon, is not Ola Shem Chova. So you're going to tell me, well, I can't derive anything from Ola Sa'of. Why? Because Ola Sa'of is Bava Tzibur? That's not true. There is no such entity as an Ola Sa'of Tzibur. The answer is that the Gemara has in mind Shem Ola Tochiyah. No, if the Gemara has in mind Shem Ola Tochiyah, then even in the case of Nesachim, vis-a-vis Nesachim, we would have to say that Shem Ola, that Ola has Nesachim. And yet the Gemara rejects the limud from Nesachim because Nesachim doesn't have, I'm sorry, the limud from Ola because Ola doesn't have Nesachim. But that's not true. Shem Ola Tochiyah. And Rabbi Kivegi doesn't answer this question. Again, I don't know why he doesn't say Vitzarach Ian Gadol here, but that's a different issue.
Maybe it disqualifies itself or got off because it's only Biyachim. It's only Biyachim.
Right. So there are many cases of Ola which have no Nesachim, and then there are cases of Ola which only have Nesachim and can't be brought without Nesachim. So, Rabosa, let's just summarize the two questions, because Zev, you missed the first question. I want you to see the two questions. The first question was Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Lo Yaviu Yorshim Chatos, which is about 10 lines down from the top of the page. Rashi says, the Hilchasa Gemirale Lemisa Asla, which is a halacha that applies to Chatos Shamesu Baleh, and Rashi invokes a Hilchasa Gemirale. And we ask the following question. The Gemara wants to establish here that the reason why you don't bring a chatos liachamisa is because there's no ritzui karban. Right? Rashi's implying that even if there would be a ritzui karban, you wouldn't be able to bring this chatos liachamisa. Why? Because it's a gemiralan. The Gemara is only arguing that you can't bring this chatos liachamisa because there's no ritzui karban. Rashi's saying it has nothing to do with the absence of ritzui karban. It's because of the hilchos gemiralan, which would apply even if there would be ritzui karban. And the second question we're asking is, why does the Gemara reject the limud from Ola by saying Ola eina te'una nesachim, when that's really not true? Because within the broader constellation of Ola, there is an Ola which is te'una nesachim. Just one second. Okay. So Rabosai, do you have the Sefer, or if not, do you have a photocopy of the Sefer that I want to look at today? And this is there are two simonim that I want to take a look at. Just let me get myself oriented here. You only copied one? Okay, so what page are we on? I mean, again, you'll tell me your
Samach
page.
Dalet.
Samach Dalet. And that's going to be O Samach Aleph, correct? Okay. So maybe we'll do that one first, because maybe we'll be able to photocopy Samach afterwards. Now, I just want to say this. In order to do justice to this Simon Samach, which hopefully will... Actually, I don't have to photocopy that for you if you have the Sefer. That's what we just paskin. Okay. So what page is Samach on?
Samach Gimel.
Okay. See, I've gotten so used to feeling guilty if I didn't photocopy that I automatically say, oh no, I didn't photocopy that. But now I'm free of that responsibility. Okay?
Not additionally.
So what page is Samach on?
Samach Gimel.
So that Simon we can only do justice to if we look in Masech Teshvuos, which I don't have here. So if anybody has Masech Teshvuos, you don't mind? Can I trouble you to get it? This is mine, by the way. It's not yours, then it's mine, right? Okay. I had an interesting Shaila here, because one thing that helps me in the Masifta is these ribbons. And they give you two ribbons. And this one, which my son picked up for me, he didn't realize, it has no ribbons. It's ribbonless. And I was wondering if that's a, if I did a mekach tos. So the Gemara says in mekach tos that if you went ahead and you used the object that you purchased, right, then it's not. But I was wondering, here I went and I used the sefer, but I didn't realize it didn't have ribbons. And only after I used it, I realized it doesn't have ribbons. And look what happens. If I don't have ribbons, I got to put all these things in here, and I don't remember which page I'm holding where, and it's I don't know. I need those ribbons. Is there any way you can attach the ribbons? I don't know.
Different colored things. Really? So, you know, they're green. They're...
Yeah, but I need something that you know, the advantage of the ribbons, it's held down by the binding. So it doesn't, you know, slip out. So you could, you know, whatever color you add to the paper is not going to help me. You know.
Why did they say? Why did they say that? Another distinction is that Ola doesn't have a tunufah shof and so forth.
I mean,
it's entirely Ola.
Okay, wait. So let's get to that now. You know, about the nesachim in the case of an Ola. So we're going to switch the seder around if it's okay with the Olam. And we're going to take a look at Samach Aleph first, and then we'll go back to Samach. If somebody could be kind enough to open up to the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Yud Gimel, that would be helpful. Daf Yud Beis on the Beis, actually. All right. Now,
what do you want to Shavuos?
Shavuos Yud Beis on the Beis. Okay.
How come they don't talk about whether they're on different sides of the Chut HaSara?
All right, let's, Alan, do me a favor. Let's get into it slowly. As I've told you many times, I can only answer the questions that I can answer in this case, you know, and maybe we'll be able to get a bigger, broader picture after we know more. Okay? So what do we have over here? We have this Rashi that says that if a person during his lifetime designated a korban chatos and he died, the Yoshim will not bring the chatos because hilchus agmirale delevisa azla. Okay. Okay, so now we have the following issue. Now again, Rabosa, I don't know which, you know, what you heard from me. I get very confused here between Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday and Thursday. So I apologize. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that we discussed this last Monday. But tell me if I'm wrong. There's a sugya menachas of Rabbi Yirmiya. And we pointed out that sugya of Rabbi Yirmiya in many ways parallels the sugya of Reish Lakish here in Zvachim on Daf Hey. So in Menachos it's Daf Dalet on Beis, and here in Zvachim it's Daf Hey. And Rabbi Yirmiya says the following: there's a group of karbonos, like for example Asham Nazir or Asham Mitzora, which can be classified as machshirim. That means bala hachshir. And the purpose of the karbon is that the mitzora should now be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, eat kodshim, and so forth. We reinstate him. And Rabbi Yirmiya says the following: if the essence of the karbon is for the sake of lahachshir, then if it was brought shelo lishma, the karbon is possible. Because in the case of shelo lishma, where it's not ol labailim, then there's no hechshir. And it's not machshir. Oh. So Omar Ab Yirmiya, if you want to see it inside, he says, "Bekarbanos amachshirim psulim, why mishum svara, bala hachshir velo hichshir pasul." Then the Gemara asks, "Well, what about other karbanos, the purpose of which is kapara, and yet if it was shechted shelo lishma, it's eino ola labailim l'shem chova, and if there's no kapara, it's a karbon." So why not passel such a carbon as well? And the Gemara answers, this is a quote from the Gemara Menachos, Matzinu shechilek hakosu bein mechaprim ubein machshirim. Which means that we have a precedent that in the case of kapara, in the case of mechaper, the carbon remains kosher, even if it's bereft of its kapara power. But we don't have any such precedent, any such parallel in the case of Machshirim. So in the case of Machshirim, it's we go for bust. It's all or nothing. Either there will be a Hechsher, or if it's not all the Bible Shem Chavim, there's no Machshirim, then the Karban is absolutely possible. Mashenke, in the case of Machaprim, says the Gemara, where the purpose of the Karban, albeit I admit to you, is Kapara, but nevertheless, the Kapara, the absence of Kapara is not going to passel the Karban. and a korban is kashim without the element of kapara. Where do I find the precedent that in Mechaprim, Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to have to admit that there is what? There's a hechsher karbon even without the kapara, as opposed to Mechaprim? And the answer is, Rabbi Elazar from our sugya, that what? That there's a case of liachar misa, that the karbon was meant to be brought during the person's lifetime, the person died, and yet we bring the karbon liachar misa. Forget about chatos for a moment. Leave out chatos. But in all other karbanos, the Yarshim will bring the karbon liachar misa. And that proves that even though there won't be an olah lebailim, even though there won't be a ritzi karbon for the bailim, he's already gone and there's no kapara lemesim, nevertheless, we'll bring the karbon. The karbon is kosher. So the Gemara says, you see that we must be, we must distinguish fundamentally between a machaper and a machshir. But machshir and leslehu liachar misa. In other words, if the mitzora dies before they brought the korban asham, then they're not going to bring the korban asham on behalf of a dead mitzora. Again, we loved him and we respected him, but there's no machshirim, and therefore the korban is possible. And here the Gemara quotes the case of Yoledes. Tisnan, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechta Kinim, okay, it says, Ha'isha she'viya chatasa u'mesa yaviu yarshim olasa. Olasa u'mesa lo yaviu yarshim chatasa. Is the reason why we don't bring the chatos liachar misa is because in the case of Yoledes, if she were alive and well, what would be the purpose of the chatos? It's a machshir. Forget about all the drushes that you and I know, that she took an oath and all that stuff. You know, why Yoledes has to bring a korban chatos. In pure halachic terms, we're not talking about agadic terms, we're not learning drushes now, for that's good for a Shabbos drusha before Musaf. But in pure halachic terms, the purpose, the essence of a korban chatos in the case of Yoledes is a machshir. The Torah says that in order for the Yoledes to complete her process of Tara, after she finished the Yemei Tara, and to allow her to go into the Migdash, is to bring the Korban Chatos. That's what the Chatos does. And therefore, if she died, we're not going to bring the Korban Chatos. So the Gemara uses Chatos Yoledes as a paradigm proof for what? For the fact that if there's no Machshir, and a Korban HaMachshir, the Korban is possible. Again, Nachamal, why is it that if she died and she did not separate and she did not bring the korban chatos before her death, why is the korban not being brought? Because what? Sammy, help me out here. Because the whole purpose of the korban is what? Lahachshir. And if it can't be machshir, then there's no korban. So, Rabosa, you ask yourself the question, why is chatos liachar misas hayoledes not brought? And the answer is because after she dies, it's not a machaper. I'm sorry, it's not a machshir. I'm sorry. I'm still influenced by Chag HaShavuos. I don't know. I don't know how much sleep you guys got during Chag HaShavuos, but I got a very minimal amount, and I spoke five times. Anyway, so I'm not asking for any empathy, or maybe I am. But so it comes out like this: that in the Gemara uses Chatos Yoledes as the flagship, as the paradigm to prove to you that a machshir, if there's no possibility of being machshir, the carbon is possible. Rashi says that why is the carbon possible in the case of a Chatos Yoledes? Because halacha lemoshe misinai v'tzarech iyun. On the next paragraph, l'fi mashikos of Rashi kan datam mishum davi achas mehei chatos hamesos. We have a principle called chatos hamesos, that there are five cases of chatos that go to death, meaning the korban is possible, and all five are derived, says Rashi, from halacha lemoshe misinai, meaning that there's no svara. It means, according to Rashi, the Hilchos Gemirah tells me that this chatos cannot be brought. What's Rabbi Yirmiyah's point to prove from Chatos Yoledes that Bala Hachshir v'eino Machshir, the carbon is possible? He says, it has nothing to do with the fact that there's no kapora. And here Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to say that I'm sorry, I keep saying kapar when I mean, because I'm jumping ahead of my next sentence that's about to come out of my, what I meant to say is there's no hechsher, right? So he's saying if this, it's a machshir and it's not a hechsher, I'm going to prove to you that the carbon is possible from the case of chattas, you'll let this. But if it would have only been what? A carbon l'shem kapara, then eino chinami, there would be kapara, and the carbon would be kosher, because we have a difference between a machshir that's eino machshir, which is possible, but a machaper that's eino machaper is still kosher. How can you say such a thing? For a tamu, it's not that that would, not that we're saying that the chatos is a carbon amachshir, not a carbon amachaper, but rather says Rashi, because halach l'moshe misinai. And therefore, this halacha Moshe Misina would apply even if the carbon was a machaper. Forget about the fact that it's a machshir. You, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, want to use this case as a classical case of a carbon that b'toras machaper, it would be kosher even if there's no kapara, namely after hamisa. But the reason why it's possible is because it's a machshir. Nein. Rashi's saying something totally different. This karba would not be kosher le'achar misa because of the general din that applies to all chatos ha-mesos. And that's halach l'moshe misinai. It's not because it's a machap, it's a machshir and not a machapir. I'll tell you the following. So Zion, even if I would grant you that it was a machapir and not a machshir, it would still be possible. Why? Because the halach l'moshe misinai says it's possible. He says, if you look at the sheet of Mekubetz, as he quotes Rabbeinu Gersha Ma'or Agola. Wow, we're really going back in time here. We're going before Rashi. Tohad the Isha Shemesa Lo Yaviu Chatosim Mishum Di Ein Kapara LeMesiv. Wow, that's also interesting. Because this is not Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu is saying that the Chata Shemesa Baleh is possibly in the case of the Isha because it's a Machshir. And Rabbeinu Gershon says the reason why it's possible is because there's no Kapara LeMesim. Is Lechora Af Zekosha. In Kain Eina Tam Mishum Shebola Achshir Velo Hichshir. But rather because it's Bola Chapir Velo Machapir. Oh. So the Nefesh Tova says, that doesn't bother me. Rashi bothers me, but not Rabbeinu Gershon. Why? He says, Onam lazeh meaning for this question, Yesh Lomar, I can give you an answer. Shekavonis HaGemara, Tisof Sof, Lomatzinu Bekarbon, Shebola Hachshir, Velo Hichshir, Shehebo Akrova. The Gemara, just according to Rabbeinu Gershon, is just trying to point out and prove one thing. That you will never find anywhere in the constellation of Kodshim a carbon whose purpose is Lahakshir, and even though, despite that it's not a Machshir, would still be kosher and subject to Akrova. Ubiemes, Mashalo Karev, says Rabbeinu Gershon, the reason why in the case of a Chatos, you'll let us Lachar Misos, it's not brought, is because of Ein Kapar LeMeisim. But Mikolakom, no matter what the reason is, whether you call it Ein Kapara LeMeisim or Bola Achshir Veino Machshir, is we don't find any exception to this rule, meaning, you know, although the Karban Ola maybe could be brought Lachar Misos, but not the Karban Chatas, because the Karban Chatas is the specific Karban HaMachshir, so there is no such thing as a Karban HaMachshir that's brought even without Hechshir. That's okay for Rabbeinu Gershon. Avaludivrei Rashi Yevshalom, okay, you can't offer that answer. To go halachal moshin chatos, I may say it to you, but klal, but meshalo hichshir. In other words, you want to prove from the case of chatos hamesos that, you know we never find a carbon that's kosher that's bala hachshir v'eino machshir. What are you talking about? The reason why this carbon is possible has nothing to do with bola hachshir v'eino machshir. The af im, here I want you another one. The af im haya machshir liachar misa. Let's say you could find a way of being machshir liachar misa in the theoretical conceptual world. Is nevertheless it would be possible. Why? Because hachi gemiral under mesos. In other words, this has nothing to do with Bola Hachshir. Even if it would be Machshir, the carbon would be possible. According to Rabbeinu Gershon, you could say, well, you know, we don't find the case of a Bola Hachshir that's. But according to Rashi, we're talking about a Halacha Moshe Misinai, has nothing in the world to do with the fact that it's Bola Hachshir, v'eino Machshir. V'yesh liyashev, and he wants to offer an answer for Rashi. Okay. Now, the source for the sugi of Chatol Shemesos is a Gemara in Me'ilah Daf Yudam in Beis. It's just another example here of how you have to integrate so together all of Kodshim. You know, we're dealing with Zvachim, Mesechta Zvachim, Mesechta Menachos. Now we're dealing with Mesechta Me'ilah, and Od Ma'at, we're going to get to Mesechta Shavuos, because there's a major chunk of Kodshim in Mesechta Shavuos. Anyway, he says the following. Rashi, in Mesechta Me'ilah, in the case of Chatos HaMesos, says the following. Again, we don't have to know all of the list of Chatos HaMesos. On the list is what's called Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos Shemesu Baleha. In all these cases, the above cases, you must. In other words, we have to let the carbon die. So Rashi says, Dahani Hava Mehach Hei Chatos HaMesos Vlad Chatos. Rashi goes through these cases and he shows you why these are included on the Chatos HaMesos. Rashi says Vlad Chatos Lahachi Mesa Shaharei Eino Ru'uya Lekapara Shalo Efrisha Mitchilo Lekach. In other words, in the case of a Vlad Chatos, which is born to an animal that's a Chatos, he wasn't mafrish that animal for the sake of Chatos. And therefore you cannot gain a kapara. Every chatos is coming to gain a kapara. You can't achieve a kapara unless the original afrasha was designated for that kapara. And here we differentiate between the mother and the baby. You know, the Vlad never had afrasha for the purpose of chatos. It was born to its mother.
You have to
correct. And we're not holding now Ubi Yerech Ima once the baby is born. You know, Uri Yerech Ima would be if you found the Vlad inside its mother's stomach. But now the Vlad is born, stands on its own 2 feet, and it might have a Kedusha's carbon chatos because it gained that Kedusha before it was born. But on the other hand, it could never ever be Mechaper. So the point of Rashi is that if you have a carbon chatos that could not be mechaper, says Rashi, that carbon is possible. Now, 1 second, this is very strange. Vlad Chatos is one of the 5 Chatos HaMesos. Rashi seems to have dropped the ball on what? On Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. In Zvachim, on Daf Hei, Rashi says that the reason why, in the case of Chatos, you'll let this Lacha Misos of the carbon is possible is because of Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Here in Mesechta, in Mesechta Me'ilah, Rashi says that the reason why a Vlad Chatos is possible is because Chatos is, in its very essence is for the purpose of Kapara, and since this was not set aside, there was no Akdosha L'shem Chatos, it doesn't have the Kapara element, and it's impossible to be Mechaper, so it's Ein Ru'uya Kapara. I can L'shon. Harei Shebir Rashi, the Tam Had Vlad Chatos Mesa, why does it go to death? Is Mishum Shein Ruya Lekapara, Shein Kapara LeMesa. The after Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, who? Wait a minute. We just said Halacha Mi'Sinai, now you're telling me there's no Kapara here. Tzorech Lomar. De'i Haisa Ruya Likarev. Then, in order to reconcile Rashi, these two Rashis, we have no choice but to say the following. That If Luya Tsuyer, if you could imagine that this carbon would be royally karev, then it wouldn't die. Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai Mechadeshes Shemiach Shesheinu Ru'uya La'Krava, therefore Tammuz. So when Rashi says that since the Vlad Chatos is Mesa because it's Eino Ru'uya La'Kapara, Rashi's telling you that's why we activate the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. The Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai is telling me that if it's Eino Ru'uya La'Krava, then it goes L'Misa. U'lefi Zen, according to that, we can shed a light on our Rashi in Mesechta Zvachim Daf Hei. Mevuar di'af di'nokat Rashi hocha di'hatam she'ein makriven achatos le'achamisu mishum da Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai chatos ha'mesos mikomokom yesh lo'chiach mikan. Oh, and now we can plug this into the sugi in Menachos Daf Dalet that Rabbi Yirmiyahu wants to prove from this that a bola achshav lo hichshir pasul akrova. The he gufa tam lomash and ischachshav alocha de mesa. So it comes out now that if we add the Rashi and Me'ilah into this whole challenge, then we understand how this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim operates. It doesn't operate in a vacuum in and of itself, but rather the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is mechadish that if it's eino roi l'kapara, then it's mesa. Or if it's eino roi l'hachshir, it's mesa. What do we gain by this? We gain two sugyas. Number one, the sugya in Zvachim, and number two, the sugya in Menachos. Let's go step by step. How do we gain our understanding of the sugya in Menachos? We're going to say now that Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes the case of Yoledes Shemesa Legabi Chatos, the Chatos is possible, as a proof that a carbon abola achshir velo machshir is possible. Rashi says halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The answer is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim applies because it's eino bala hachshir, and if it's eino, I'm saying because it should be royal hachshir, and it's eino bala hachshir. That's when you say it's a chatos shemesa. And if that be the case, we understand our sugya in Zvachim. The Gemara wants to prove that there is such a thing as a machaper even liachar misa. That would be in the case where she died, and we only have to bring the Ola. And the Ola, even though it's not Mechaper, will bring the Karban. But as far as the Chatas is concerned, Rashi says, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and why do we apply Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? And the answer is, because this Karban is coming L'shem kapara, and if there's no kapara, then the Karban is possible. So the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is based on the fact that this carbon has no power and it's not roi lakrova. So again, what's the whole thrust of the sugya in Zvachim that we're learning now on Daf Hey? The Gemara had a dialogue here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Eliezer. Reish Lakish was saying, well, there's no carbon that's brought without a kapara element, correct? And the Gemara now is quoting the case Omelo Rabbi Eliezer. Matzinu b'boin liachar misa shekein ksherin v'eino maratzin v'snan. Okay, if she brought her carbon ola, but she did not bring her carbon chatos, is lo yaviu yarshim chatosa. Let me just see it inside. Yeah, here it is. It's about eight lines down from the top of Daf Hey. The Gemara says, Lo Yaviu Yarshim Chatosa. So what do we do with the Ola? We're going to bring the Ola, correct? Why? Because even if there's no Kaparla Mesim, but nevertheless the Ola will will serve as a... what do you say? Correct. It's brought as a carbon even without the element of kapara. But in the case of a carbon whose whole essence is to be brought as a machaper, for example, chatos, and that's why Rashi says in Masechet Milah that vlad chatos, if it can't bring the kapara because it wasn't designated for the kapara, then the carbon is holech lemisa. It's completely gone. So therefore, in the case of chatos, where the woman Nebuch died, then the chatos is possible because it doesn't have a royal lekapara element. And in the case of chatos, that's gonna mean that we apply the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that it's a chatos shemesa. And now, Rabbi, so how many minutes do we have left? I'm just trying to get in the whole shiur. We have 5 minutes, so let's take a look at number. What is it called? Number Samp, correct? So the Gemara says, Malish Shlomim, Shekein Teunim Nisachim, Utnufa, Chazim Shok, and Ola Tochiach. So Begilin Ashas, Lagon Rabbi Kiveger, Hiksha, Tamuoli, Hagam, Ola, Tzricha Nisachim. So which Ola needs Nisachim, which Ola does not need Nisachim? In the case of Ola's Oaf, what's the din?
Nisachim.
Well, that's what I said before?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I correct myself. Again, you'll forgive me, but I just switched one little thing. It doesn't matter for our purposes so much because we're not learning the sugya of Ola itself. But what I meant to say was that a general carbon Ola needs Nesachim. And what I meant to say is that Ola Sa'of does not need Nesachim. I think I said it the wrong way before. So
the carbon Talmud has a Nesachim.
Yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, in the case of a korban ola, if it's brought from an oaf, there is no nesachim. So the Gemara therefore is saying that ola tochiach, even though it doesn't need nesachim. So I don't get it, says Rabbi Kivega. Okay, so the ola sa'of doesn't need nesachim, but the other ola, if it's not ola sa'of, needs nesachim. So shema ola tochiach. You see that. Right, you wanted to say that what's the special chumrah of shlamim that shelo lishma is eino ola lebayil shem chumrah? There's a chumrah because it has nesachim ola tochia. What do you mean ola tochia? Yeah, ola tochia because in the case of ola self you don't need nesachim, and yet shelo lishma is eino ola lebayil shem chova. But what about the balance of carbon ola? And I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Kivega. Because Eich Parchin and Allah Mala Ola Sheyesh B'Tzibur, the Gemara is going to say, wait a minute, I'll prove to you that in the case of Ola, we have that same Chumrah. And therefore the Gemara slugs up the Mamet Zad with that Pircha, because Ola like Shlomim is Ba B'Tzibur. What are you talking about? Not every carbon Ola is Ba B'Tzibur. For example, Ola Sa'of is not Ba B'Tzibur. But the answer is, I can always set up my Pircha based on the fact that Shem Ola Tochiyah. And if you're talking about Shema Ola Tochiach, then as far as Nesachim is concerned, we should certainly apply the principle of Shema Ola Tochiach to Nesachim, because an Ola needs Nesachim. Not in the case of Ola Sa'ov. So to answer this question, we have to see a Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos. This is not going to help me here, because this is the Ran in Masechta Shavuos. I need Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos. Anybody want to volunteer to get me Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos? This is a Ran in Masechta Shavuos.
Which that?
It's on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Oh, thank you.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, it looks very similar. I understand how you made that mistake, because they did such a good job in these new printings that unless you look on the top where it says Rabbeinu Nisim, you think you're looking at a Shas Bavli.
In Beis Amid Beis.
So, Joe, could you mind finding this Tosfos for me? I'm sorry. I apologize. Do you have a Tosfos that says V'ein Oaf?
This is Sanhedrin.
Well, that's not going to help. So we're either in the Ran in Shavuos or in Masechta Sanhedrin. We need Shavuos Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis with Tosfos Dira Maskil V'ein Oaf. Do you have such a Tosfos V'ein Oaf?
Ain't Oaf B'Tzibur.
Oh, so hold on to it. Just hold on to it. Okay? Don't give it to me, because I'll lose it. Okay. So you have Tosfos V'ein Oaf. Okay. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos that ain't Ola Sa'of B'Tzibur. Okay, there's no Ola Sa'of B'Tzibur. And in that sense, it's very similar to what we saw over here, that the Gemara says that right? What was? Oh no! Forget. The Gemara says that you cannot derive all karbanos from a combination of shlomim and ola, because mal shlom viola shekain bov et sibur. And there the Gemara is talking about also of, because also of is only biyachid and not et sibur. So Tosfos Esvim Tomar, Tosfos says again, it's a long question here in Tosfos, but Tosfos anyway proves that in certain cases, if they bought the ola from the monies that belong to the tzibur, which is called Keitz HaMizbeach, then we do bring the ola as a karban tzibur. Is mevuah midivrei Tosfos d'mishkaches le'olas of b'tzibur, that we do have a case of olas of b'tzibur. Were they davening mincha ready?
Yes.
All right, so Bali Neder, we'll have to shelve this, but we accomplished a great deal today. And
I'll stay here. I won't lose the place.
Okay, great.